Right now, Trishana Archer on KCLR.
And I am back. Welcome. It's Trishana here. Now, the Earth Rising Festival is taking place in the Irish Museum of Modern Art from the 21st until the 24th. And organic grower and system change entrepreneur Tom Butler, he's here to tell me more. How are you, Tom?
It's great to meet you, Trishana. I'm very well, thanks.
Good stuff. Now, Tom, you'll be debuting some work at the Earth Rising Festival. But for those of us who maybe have no clue what it is, tell us, what is the Earth Rising Festival?
Well, I had no clue either, really. And we had a friend, Deirdre Lane, who's an amazing person, very energetic. And she told us about it last year, and she was doing a wool installation, sort of flicked on and didn't really pick it up. And then this year we said, oh, she said, apply, go there. The Earth Rising is an eco-festival. It's a lot of art. It's absolutely huge. It's up at the Kilmainham Hospital in Dublin, which is an amazing building, built in the late 1600s. We went up to check the place out a couple of months ago for our installation, and I was blown away. It's right next to Houston Station, so you can get there 10 minutes walk from the station. The festival is free. Mm-hmm. You will see everything from performance art, visual art, sculpture. It's going to be fantastic. And if you see that little video going around, you'll get an idea of the kind of range and talent that is going on there. So, yeah, really a great initiative.
Okay, excellent. It sounds like one that you would not want to miss. Now, how did you get involved? You are a system change entrepreneur. Tell me, first of all, it's quite a mouthful.
Oh, well, I made it up, obviously.
Did you? Just creating titles all around. I'm a system change entrepreneur. What does that mean? What is a system change entrepreneur?
We changed course 25 years ago from the normal world, the suit world. I was doing investment management in Asia, and I decided things weren't quite right in the world. Mm-hmm. And being at the in a position of seeing lots of things, I wanted to know if we could do things differently. So we came back home. And ever since then, I've been asking, what can we do to make our world thrive instead of be kind of angry for a lot of people? Mm-hmm. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I realized that all the little initiatives I've been taking, sort of entrepreneurial, and they're done in a different way. So we've done, like, we had the first organic vegetarian restaurant in London. Ooh. About 20 years ago or something. So that was early. As I was saying, we've done small holding. So I'm growing vegetables by hand organically, as little fossil fuel as possible. We don't do animals and so on. So we try and do that differently. We've looked in education is a big thing for us. Mm. How we learn is critical. And I went to some of the best schools in the world, but some of my peers have ended up doing very sort of inappropriate things. So I think the school system as well has a long way to go to help us be the people we want to be and can be as humans, and build community instead of power structures. So that's what I'm all about.
And being eco-friendly about it as well. It seems like you're very ahead of your time.
I love nature.
But now it's such a big thing, and there's a lot of people, growing, and you see a lot of people having sheds and stuff at the back where we're trying to do better, when it comes to growing our own vegetables and maybe just looking after the environment a little bit better. So it's good to see that you were way ahead of everybody else.
Well, I'm very happy that people are supporting us. I wouldn't have done it without help, I've got to say that. Even this project, this did not happen with people giving a hand all the way down the line. And that's what a community is about.
Okay, so tell me about this project. What is it about? And what are you doing?
Okay, the title is Feast Upon the Earth.
Yes.
And it really resonated with us when we came up with that because of the double meaning. Mm. Because we really do have a wonderful life, don't we, these days? I mean, we have a feast for ourselves. You go out, you get Chinese food, burgers, whatever you like. You can eat, and we have a lovely, luxurious lifestyle. But on the other hand, we are kind of digging into the crust of our planet to get these things. So we're playing with that idea. It's a lot about nature and our connection with nature. It's where we came from, how we are really integrated with the world we live in so many ways. So what we've done, Pam made a great proposal, which got accepted, and then I realized that there was no way I was going to be able to do this, but we've tried, and we have a timescape, which is the main part of it.
Timescape.
Right.
Okay.
It's not a timeline, because it's way too complicated, but it's a large piece of work. It's 9 meters wide by 2.5 meters high.
What? What?
Yes, we've got a whole room to set this up in around the walls.
It's like a giant installation.
Absolutely. And it is going to be, well, we're amazing. J&J Services in Tullow have helped us a great deal. They're doing the printing right as we speak. So that'll be up on the walls next week. But we've also got some other elements. So we're going to bring up some of our produce from the garden. We're going to bring up some soil so people can understand what is soil, because it's not just dirt.
I was about to say, so you're just going to dig up your backyard, bring it with you, and say, this is soil.
Well, I'm an artist. You know, you could get away with that kind of thing.
Okay. We'll so we get to experience soil.
Yes.
Great.
And
great.
Some of our vegetables, maybe a tomato or two.
Which, thank you so much for bringing in. I've got some homegrown tomatoes here. Thank you. I'm loving the size of these.
Yeah, they're delicious, I can tell you.
They are massive. I have to put up a picture online on the KCLR website so you can see. These are massive. I look forward to eating those over the weekend. Yeah, thank you very much.
They're going to be delicious.
So you're bringing vegetables as well as a part of the installation.
Pam has done a mindful eating exercise. So that people can go through a guided meditation, mindful eating exercise, which is great. That's online, or we've got cards to help people do that and little bits of food there. We've got an AV corner, so we'll be showing videos, rolling of farming, small holding. We've got some friends who've been doing milking of the sheep, shearing of sheep, cheese making. You'll see me with the swivel hoe or the little tractor and things like that. Making hay, I hope we got some of that. And hay is very important. I never realized until I made it, without hay is almost like a foundation of civilization, because it allows us to live through the winter.
Okay.
The animals. Otherwise you can't feed the animals and you don't eat.
And you are actually making hay at the moment. You were telling me about that.
Well, it's a bit damp, unfortunately. I hate to admit it, but I think we've probably got about 70 to 100 small square bales turning to compost in this rain.
Oh.
But we got the rest of them in, and it's just, you know, they don't seem big, but when you've got to lift 50 of them, it takes a while.
I've seen bags of hay.
They're the small ones. They're not the ones that the lads use, the big 4x4s. Mm. Anyway.
So those will be on display as well.
Yep. We'll bring up a couple of bales of hay so people can sit. And we'll be there. So if anyone wants to talk about anything that we get involved in, that'd be great. Pam's an amazing yoga teacher and done a lot of that kind of alternative therapies. So we'll both be up there for the 4 days.
Okay.
We'd love to meet people.
Fabulous. Okay, so this is from the 21st to the 24th in the Irish Museum of Modern Art. Now, how does this fit with your normal life, your organic growing and your system change entrepreneuring? And how does it fit with...
It fits very closely, strangely. I never think of myself as an artist. Mm. So that's why I found it a little bit incongruous, me getting involved with this. But a lot of the themes are there. We have to be very creative in our life anyway. Every day is a different day. You asked me when I came, so what's your day like? Well, each day is different, right? I mean, like today I was down at the printer finishing off one of the slides. Tomorrow it could be chopping wood or digging the vegetables. But it gives us an opportunity to reflect on some of the questions which we think about in our sort of thinking life, and these come out in the timescape. For example, big question, who owns Earth?
We all do.
That's what we'd like to think.
Oh.
But the reality, unfortunately, is very different, and it's scary. I was reading a very heavy book a month ago called Capital, and the author was basically showing with data that the people of this country, in other words, the public, we own, as a state, less than 10% of the wealth of this country. That is the same throughout the world. And I found that, despite my training as a financial engineer, shocking.
That
people do not own Earth.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so that's one of the sort of big ideas that we explore.
Mm-hmm.
Another, of course, is where do we come from?
Oh dear. We definitely need a few hours for all of this. Okay.
And then, of course, where are we going?
Okay.
And we're actually going to ask people to get involved with that element of it. We've got a wall of thoughts.
Okay.
People can get up there and write their ideas, and we're going to share those online and with the public. But I think that's another place, because we're going into uncharted territory in a way.
Mm.
We have to learn from ourselves how we can adapt. And there's one thing that I know for certain, we're very adaptable.
We are.
We've done amazing things.
Yeah.
We've been in amazing places. So all we need to do is put our mind to it, stop striving, start thriving.
Well, on that note, you should have my job, Tom.
Not at all.
We look forward to seeing you at the Earth Rising Festival and seeing your installation as well. I really feel like this is going to be very impressive. Bales of hay, dirt, soil, I mean, the works. You're bringing everything up.
Oh, you're wonderful, Trishona. Thank you so much.
So you can check it out. Also, there is a website if you do want to visit and maybe have a look before you...
Astrea.net is a good place. That's Astraea.net. And then a simple one where we put up some of our bits and pieces is breathethinkflow.com, because that is our simple solution to how to change course. Stop what you're doing, take a breath, think about it, and then choose your path. And it's amazing how life falls into your lap.
You're a man of many words. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much for coming in. And listen, all the best with the installation at the festival as well. You can check Tom Butler out on the 21st at the Irish Museum of Modern Art for the Earth Rising Festival. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you so much, Trishona.
Trishona Archer on KCLR, with thanks to Drakeland's House Nursing Home Kilkenny, getting patients home from hospital and back into the community.